And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I tell you what, I've got a lot of things that I want to cover. I'm in this series where I'm giving you information about locations where Lifestyles Unlimited members like to invest their money. So I've got some more data. I know I've been hurting your head with the data, but I think the data is important because what I'm trying to do for you is I'm trying to get you to understand that one of the first things that you need to wrap your head around is you need to wrap your head around the market that you want to invest in. And another thing you need to wrap your head around is this: the market that you think you need to invest in is probably not the right market for you. As a matter of fact, all these markets that I've been talking about, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Tennessee, Kansas City, Missouri, where else have I been? I've been down to Atlanta, and today we're going to get into the Carolinas. I still got to do Phoenix. Yeah. Why am I bringing this up? And for most of you, none of these places are anywhere near you, where you live. I know some of you listening to my voice, you're out on the West Coast. The closest thing to you is maybe Arizona, and that's a long ways away. Others, you're in the Rocky Mountains. And these locations... Well, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City proper is probably the closest thing to you, but it's still a long ways away. And others, you're up in the Great Lakes region. And what's the closest thing to you? I don't know, but here's what I do know. Lifestyles Unlimited members are actually investing money in real estate in the Great Lakes region. Now, it's not an area that we as Lifestyles Unlimited have identified as what we consider to be an excellent investing location for our members. But that doesn't mean that it won't be one of our favorite locations in the near future. Here's the neat thing about Lifestyles Unlimited and the 50,000 members that make up the culture and the organization and everything that Lifestyles Unlimited supports. Lifestyles Unlimited is a living organism. It really is. It's a living organism. It started in 1990. Now it's not biological. It's an organization. It's, you know, non-biological, right? But the organization changes as it deems it appropriate based on the needs of its members. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Wouldn't you like it if your supermarket changed what they did based on your needs? That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Or what if your doctor changed what they provide you based on your specific needs? Now, maybe your doctor does do that, but some doctors don't do that. The point I'm trying to make is that Lifestyles Unlimited, the organization that I'm a member of, really does yeoman's work trying to understand what our members need and how to provide whatever we can provide to support those needs. Now, we don't write them checks so that they can live off of us. That would be welfare, and we don't do that. What we do is we educate, and we provide dedicated mentoring services. Why are those two things the only two things that Lifestyles Unlimited technically does? Because those are the two things that you absolutely must have in order to start this real estate investing game plan of yours. You have to educate yourself on how to do it correctly. Now, take it from me. Take it from a guy who has owned real estate since the 1980s. I have owned real estate since the 1980s, and I will tell you this. Between the 1980s in 2017, go ahead, do the math. That's a big spread of time. I did real estate investing wrong. but I didn't know it was wrong. I had no idea I was doing it wrong, but it was wrong. I didn't know that there was a better way. I had never been exposed to Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, check it out. I was living out on the West Coast. Lifestyles Unlimited was founded in Houston, Texas in 1990 by Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, who also is very active in the organization. He's mentoring. He's educating. He is doing all the things that our Lifestyles Unlimited members expect of him. And he's crushing it. He's crushing it. And here's the thing. The reason that he's doing it is because he identified a need within our membership. He felt that our membership really needed his talents to effectively come out of retirement and benefit the membership. So what is he doing? Exactly that. Exactly that. Mentoring and educating. Again, the two things that you must have if you're going to be a successful real estate investor. Education and mentoring. Mentoring and education. Let that sink in. Where do you find all that stuff? Can you find it on the internet? It exists out there on the internet. The problem is you got to cull through a lot of stuff that doesn't work correctly or stuff that is misinformation in order to get to the information that you need. And then when you get to the information that you need, how do you know that you found the information that you need when you're surrounded by a bunch of misinformation? Exactly. Your head hurts, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. So what's the best way to educate yourself and to obtain dedicated mentoring? So we're going to talk about Expo, and some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. So let me just break it on down for you. Expo is a cool event. It's a cool event. It's something that Lifestyles Unlimited has been hosting for the last 10 years. This will be the 11th iteration of Expo. And here's the neat thing about Expo. Like Lifestyles Unlimited, Expo is evolving. It's evolving. It's going to transition after this year's Expo into something even bigger and better. But until we get to that, this version of Expo is still the best version of Expo that we've ever provided. And it's the version of Expo that you need to attend. Now, Expo, let me be very clear about this. Expo is an educational event. Remember when I told you that in order for you to develop your real estate investing plan or business or pick whatever word you want to put in there, education and mentoring are very important. The Expo is driven by education. It is an education focused event, but it isn't 4 days of sleep inducing seminars. It's an immersive, interactive experience that reveals how rewarding and profitable real estate investing can be for you and your family. And here's the neat thing about Expo. We're all normal people. Everybody that goes there is just kind of a plain Jane person. But we've managed to make real estate investing our wealth building vehicle. And at Expo, we break down, that is Lifestyles Unlimited, breaks down all of the complicated investing topics into clear, easy to understand concepts so you can walk away with the knowledge you need to take care of your life and your income. So regardless of whether you know nothing about real estate investing, or maybe you own a few single family houses, or maybe you're a seasoned investor, you should mark your calendar for May 7th through the 10th at a place called Irving, Texas. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take over the Irving Convention Center. I'm trying to remember exactly what they call this thing. It's the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Yeah, it's a long name, but it's very convenient. The facilities are outstanding. The support structure around the facility is even better than that. because you've got all kinds of restaurants and bars around there. You've got multiple hotels around there. You've got everything that you need in order to enjoy yourself and to focus on your education. Now, I told you that it's a two-pronged approach to this real estate investing endeavor, did I not? I said it was education and mentoring. So, what kind of mentoring are you going to get? A lot. You're going to get a lot of mentoring. Now, the majority of the mentoring that is accomplished at Expo is very general in nature. It's not specific to your particular case. It can't be, because then we would have mentors that just would have lines of people trying to line up and get an opportunity to meet with the mentor. And that doesn't work. It doesn't work. And then you spend all your time standing in line and you're not going to the educational seminars. You're not doing the things that you should be doing so that you can build your real estate investing business. So we keep the mentoring very general, but it's impactful. There is information that the mentors will share with you that will make you go, I didn't think of that. Or maybe it'll make you go, oh, I'm going to do that. Or maybe it'll make you do something else. I don't know. So Expo, May 7th through the 10th at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. That's in Texas, by the way. Now, for those of you that aren't driving distance to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, because that's where all of this is occurring, there is an airport. There's actually two airports. Dallas-Fort Worth International, and then there's Love Field. So depending on what airline you want to fly on, it probably lands really close to where we're going to be. And then you can grab an Uber, come on over to the venue, check into your hotel, stop down at the bar, have a drink, maybe some dinner, introduce yourself to some of the people that are hanging out in the lobby, and then you start to find out that you are amongst Lifestyles Unlimited members. And they are some of the nicest people you will ever meet. And here, this is just my opinion on why I think so many Lifestyles Unlimited members are so nice. This is my opinion, but I'm going to share it with you. It's because they've gotten rid of stress. They've eliminated the stress in their life. When you take the stress out of your life, life is a lot better. Take it from me. I know this firsthand. I retired myself 6 years ago by doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught me to do. I know I told you earlier in the radio show that I've been investing in real estate since the 1980s, but I was doing it all wrong until 2017. That's when I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited, and I went through the education, and I got the mentoring, and I realized that there was a different way, and that it was obtainable, that all I had to do was put a plan of action together and follow it. So what did I do? That, everything I just told you, I did it. I got myself retired 2 years later in 2019. I remember sitting down with my wife, Tina. We were going over our finances, because we do that periodically. And I noticed there was more passive income coming in to our household than we needed to cover our bills. Right there and then, I recognized that I was real estate retired. And I looked at Tina and I pointed out what I discovered, and she was happy. She was elated, because she thought, like I thought, it was going to take us about 5 years to get it done. But we got it done in 2 years. Now, we were aggressive. We were very aggressive. Not everybody wants to be as aggressive as we were with our plan. But here's what you don't know. I retired in 2014 from the United States Army and tried to live off the pension that I earned, and I couldn't do it. Had to go back into the workforce. That's what caused me to look for an entity like Lifestyles Unlimited. And I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and I joined. And it's made the world of difference for me and my family ever since. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to text the word EXPO to 88007. That's EXPO to 88007. And what I want you to do is I want you to follow the instructions and get registered for the EXPO. And there's a promo code in there to take some money off. Get busy now.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And what we're going to do now is we're going to get back into the data dump. We're going to get into information about different locations in the United States of America. And I'm going to do it a little bit different than what I've done so far to give you the data dumps. And here's why. If you've been listening to what I have been saying over the last couple of weeks, I have been instilling into your mind information that you can use, information that you can reflect upon, information that you can take action with. And it's dangerous. I have given you a lot of dangerous information. And here's why it's dangerous. If you don't know how to invest correctly, you could make a mistake. As a matter of fact, you can make more than just a mistake. You could make multiple mistakes. And along that note, you could make a really bad mistake that could cost you a lot of money. How do you find out that you're making these really, really bad mistakes? Well, it's usually the school of hard knocks. It's usually you put something into motion and you got a result and you didn't like the result that you got. So you tried to tweak whatever you put into motion and you put it back into motion and you got a result. And once again, you didn't like the result. So you got to tweak it. I mean, you're doing effectively the trial and error method. You're trying to figure this stuff out. And as you're trying to figure it out, it's costing you money because you may be experiencing something like negative growth in the market that you chose. You might be experiencing something like high vacancy rates in the market that you chose. You might be experiencing poor rent growth projections in the market that you chose because you chose poorly. So how do you avoid choosing poorly? Well, it goes back to the education and mentoring. That's important. And this is part of the education. The information that I'm giving you, yes, I've gone out. I have done the work. You haven't done any of the work. I've done all the work. But I am sharing the information with you. Why would I do that? Because that's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's exactly how we roll. We believe in helping each other out. And even though you right there, even though you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member yet, I intend to help you. But I will tell you this, it would be a lot easier on you and probably on me if you would just pull the trigger and become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Because here's what happens. You join, you go through the 16-hour financial freedom seminar, you get immersed in all the information that you need in order to develop your real estate investing business. Everything that I've been teaching you on this radio show will start to click in your mind. And then you can always go to lifestylesunlimited.com or your favorite podcast provider, and you can always go back and listen to some of the shows that maybe you missed, because some of you listening to my voice are just starting to realize that I've been talking about a lot of different markets, and I will continue to talk about different markets because these are viable markets. These are markets that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members choose to invest in because of the health of the markets. Now, these markets may not be in our backyard. Now, I happen to live outside of a place called San Antonio, Texas. And ironically, San Antonio is one of those markets that I think is a great place to invest. And I showcased San Antonio a couple weeks ago. Now, full disclosure, I have invested in the San Antonio market and I've operated investment properties in the San Antonio market. And I found the San Antonio market to be very conducive to what I was trying to accomplish. But the San Antonio market isn't the only market that's out there. It's part of the reason that I'm showcasing different markets, because when you do a comparison of all of these, what I will consider strong markets to each other, you start to understand that there are little intricacies, little nuances that you pick up on. And you start to be able to rank order these locations based off of the nuances. So let's do this. I'm going to talk to you about two additional locations. I'm going to give you the historical growth rates. I'm going to give you the projected growth rates. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about vacancy rates. I'm going to try and do it kind of fast, because I think I've beaten this horse to death when it comes to, okay, what is the information you ought to be thinking about? Why should you be thinking about it? Okay, we've done that. You have progressed. So as a result of that, Charlotte, North Carolina, one of the markets that we like as Lifestyles Unlimited members. Single family rents in Charlotte grew at about 5% annually from 2010 to 2019. From 2020 to 2023, growth averaged about 6%. So it went up a little bit, with a reported spike of about 10% in 2022. In 2023 through 2024, rent growth moderated down to about 1% year over year. So kind of like a lot of these other markets, it had a spike and it's kind of absorbing that spike. What about the projected growth rates? From 2025 through 2026, projected growth rates are forecasted at 2 to 3% annually, supported by about a 4% home value increase projected for 2025 and a population growth of about 1 to 2% annually, though tempered by increased inventory. I said a lot, didn't I? Now, some of you caught on to what I was telling you there. Some of you went right over your head. In either case, it's totally okay. It's totally okay. And here's why. You're either an experienced real estate investor who has educated themselves. You might actually be a Lifestyles Unlimited member, in which case I'm just preaching to the choir. Or you're somebody who's not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and I've given you some information that isn't registering in your brain. It's not connecting any dots for you, because you're missing some key information. You're missing some key education. But it's okay. It's totally fine, because you know what? We can correct that. Remember, all you have to do is become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and it fixes itself. What about vacancy rates for Charlotte, North Carolina? Historically, about 6%. Currently about 7 to 8% in 2025, and it's projected to drop a little bit, drop down to about 6 to 7% by 2026. Now, it's a great market, but there's another market just south of it in a place called Charleston, South Carolina. It has historical growth rates of about 4.5% from 2010 to 2019, going up to 5.5% from 2020 through 2023, peaking at 8% in 2022. Notice a trend? The 2023 through 2024 rent growth is zero. No rent growth. It's not declining, but it's not going up. What is the projected rent growth from now through 2026? Forecasted to recover at 2 to 3% annually, supported by a 3.2% home value increase projected for 2025, though limited by a 5% year-over-year inventory increase. If your head isn't spinning by now, you're not paying attention, because I am hitting you with a lot of data. I'm hitting you with a lot of information. Some of the information is information that's comfortable for your ears to hear. Some of the information is not comfortable at all. The information that's not comfortable at all is the information that you don't fully understand. It's okay, though. It's totally fine. It's okay for you not to understand certain things. You're going through a developmental process. So understand what you don't understand, make a note of it, and then figure it out. And here, I'll sweeten it for you. If you would like to send me a question about anything real estate related, send me that question at askal@luinc.com. Again, that's askal@luinc.com. Now, I'm the guy that answers all my email. I don't have a staff. I don't have a smart person that does all of those things for me. I am the guy. So if you email me, you'll get a response back from me. Just know that you're communicating with me, and know that it's going to be fine too. And here's the other thing I want you to understand. I'm here to help you. I am here to help. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take all of this demographic information that I've been pounding into your brains, and I'm going to put it in a list. Yeah, I'm going to put it in a rank ordered list. And I'm going to give you analysis information based off of a roll up of everything that we've talked about, or I should say that I've talked about and you've listened to. Okay, historical rent growth. Again, we want to understand what has been, not because it's indicative of the future, but it gives us an idea of certain trend lines that could carry over into today, right? So we're taking a look at historical rent growth from 2010. Yeah, we're going back 15 years, all the way through 2024. Dallas is at the top of the list, followed by Knoxville, followed by Kansas City, Charlotte, San Antonio, Atlanta, Chattanooga, Charleston, finally Houston. Pretty interesting, right? Now, is Dallas better than Houston because Dallas is number one on the list and Houston is last on the list? Now, again, understand that these are all quality location. Being last on this list is not a reason to get rid of that location. It just means that it just happened to populate last on the list. So why did it populate last on the list? Because it only has historical growth of 4.5%, which is still pretty good if you talk to an economist. So why does Dallas make number one? Because it had a 6% growth rate during that 15-year period, or I should say that 14-year period. Again, these are all solid locations. Just understand that one might be a little bit better than another for a particular metric. But what I want you to do is I want you to sit back and absorb the information. Let's talk about projected rent growth. Dallas, number one again. Houston, last on my list. So now you're thinking, well, Al, once again, Dallas showed up number one, Houston showed up number last. What gives? Well, again, these are great locations. And just because this particular city showed up last on the list, i.e. Houston, doesn't mean you should eliminate Houston. And here's why. This particular list, everybody's projected effectively about a 3.5% growth rate. That's what the projection is showing for 2026, about a 3.5% growth rate. Again, solid markets. You want to hear the actual ranking? Okay. Dallas, Knoxville, Kansas City, Charlotte, San Antonio, Atlanta, Chattanooga, Charleston, and then Houston. Why don't we talk about vacancy rates? In other words, the amount of time that a property sits without anybody in it. Now, I talked about this on a previous show about how you can avoid this. So if you'd like to get that information, go to lifestylesunlimited.com or go to your favorite podcast provider and check previous show. I believe I did it last week, if that gives you an idea where you can start looking. Vacancy rates. Now, Houston actually shows up number one, not Dallas. Dallas slipped down to number three on vacancy rates. So what am I getting at? Well, Houston is showing the lowest projected vacancy rate for 2026 at about 4.5 to 5%, followed by Knoxville, Dallas, Atlanta, Chattanooga, San Antonio, Charlotte, Charleston, and Kansas City. Vacancy rates are something that you need to understand. You need to understand how they will affect your property. You need to understand that there are ways to avoid vacancy or to diminish vacancy rates. Vacancy rates don't have to occur if you know how to avoid them. If you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're probably going to learn how to avoid them. Just telling you what I know, telling you what you'll eventually know. All right, let's talk about market dynamics for all of these different municipalities, because I think each marketplace has some strengths that you ought to hear about. So Dallas is just a top performer. It's cooling down a little bit because there's more listings coming on the market, but it is ideal for high returns in the future. Knoxville, strong, stable, rivals Texas with its low vacancy rates. What about Kansas City? Robust growth, higher vacancy, 8 to 9%. That suggests caution despite all the affordability. I mean, if you look at the affordability factors for Kansas City, wow, on fire. What about Charlotte? Solid North Carolina market, cooling a little bit with Sunbelt supply growth, but corporate demand sustains it. How about San Antonio? Post-2020 strength, blowing and going. Moderated a little bit by supply and some price drops, but San Antonio is still a very vibrant market. What about Atlanta and Chattanooga? Well, the reason I combine them together is because they're very similar to each other. They're cooling down a little bit, but they're affordable with a little bit of a higher vacancy rate than some of the other markets. How about Charleston? Stable South Carolina market, tourism driven, and it aligns with Chattanooga. So a lot of the things going on in Chattanooga are happening in Charleston also. How about Houston? Steady. Did I say the word steady? I meant to say the word steady, low vacancy, limited a little bit, by some slower growth, but still steady. So based off the information that I've given you, where are you leaning? What are your thoughts? Where do you think you want to invest your money? Did I give you enough information so that you can flat out say, all right, I know my market is X? Or did I give you enough information so that you'll go out and develop some more information? Either one is fine. But my preference is that you go out and develop additional information. And the reason for that is because you are now fishing. You are out there fishing for your food. I'm not giving you a fish. I have taught you how to fish. Go out and fish. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't do future radio shows where I talk about the different markets. As a matter of fact, I realize that there's an additional market that Lifestyles Unlimited members like to invest in, and it's the Phoenix, Arizona market. It's the one West Coast market that we really like. And I haven't even talked about that one yet. So chances are I will talk about these particular municipalities on future shows. And you should be interested to hear what I say. Because what I'm doing is I'm giving you data that I have developed. Data that I think is important for you to hear. Data that can help you develop your real estate investing business. And isn't that why we're doing all of this? Isn't this all about helping you to get to a place in your life that you've never gotten to before? Lifestyles Unlimited is uniquely positioned to help you get to retirement in the next 5 years. For you to do that, what I want you to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, either sign up for a free workshop or sign up for the expo. And let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.